listening to the international hit show, The Baby Names Podcast. And here are your hosts, the Moss Sisters.
I'm Jennifer Moss.
And I'm Mallory Moss.
And we're the founders of BabyNames.com.
And we're sisters too.
We're surprising you with this bonus episode of the Baby Names Podcast for St. Patrick's Day.
Faith and Begora.
Okay, so this is a follow-up to our show last year where we did an episode on Irish names. Mallory and I discussed the popular Irish names on both the U.S. charts and in Ireland as well.
But then we got schooled by one of our listeners from Ireland saying we sucked on Irish name pronunciation.
They were Americans! That's no excuse, though. We should learn.
Especially since we have Irish ancestry.
For sure. So this year we've decided to invite a native Irishman to the show to help us with Irish name pronunciation. Americans love Irish names. Liam is currently number one on the U.S. charts. Logan and Aiden are in the top 20. Aiden's been around forever. And on the girls' side, we see Maeve rising in popularity. Now, last year we did an episode about Irish names, and we really did our best with pronunciation, but found out that our Irish listeners got quite a laugh out of it. So this year we've invited veteran radio personality and podcast producer Dusty Rhodes to help us with Irish name pronunciation straight from the Emerald Isle.
Dusty was a presenter of one of Ireland's longest-running podcasts, Tech Radio. He also owns Digital Audio Productions, and as of today, he's the only independent producer to have won multiple gold awards at Ireland's annual radio awards.
We're so honored to have you. Welcome, Dusty, to the Baby Names Podcast.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Mallory.
First, let me ask you, are there different pronunciations around the country?
Oh, yes, there are.
Oh, yes. So like the United States, there are different dialects then.
Oh, absolutely. And it's even funnier in Ireland because the country is so small. It's like the size of a dot. Yet, you know, kind of people 200 miles away say things completely differently to others. It's quite, and the accents actually change quite a lot as well.
Wow.
And I'm from Dublin, which is kind of, say, halfway between the very top of the country and the bottom. And I find it difficult understanding people from the very top and equally find it difficult understanding people from the very bottom. The accents can be very strong.
I have to say that when we visited last year, we did a drive around the country and it was really difficult to understand those that were on the western side.
There you go.
Their accents were really thick. And I'm like, they couldn't understand us and we couldn't understand them.
It's not called the Wild Atlantic Way for nothing, you know.
Okay, then. First, I have to ask, is Dusty Rhodes your real name or your radio name?
Everybody says that. It's my real name. I won't give the year, but I was born in the same year as The Graduate.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say that my mom had a hot thing for Dustin Hoffman because I couldn't handle that if she did.
Okay.
I just think she liked the name Dustin. So that's what I got. And it was when I went to school that the kids shortened it as they do. And I hated it. Oh, my God, I hated it until I got into radio. And it kind of just was one of those names that people remember. And it's worked very well for me. So, yeah.
So memorable. So you're lucky in that respect.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's get to the charts. Ireland and the U.S. have many top names in common on the birth charts. Now, 2019 is the latest list published by the Ireland CSO, which is the Central Statistics Office, where the top boy's name is Jack and the top girl's name is Emily. And we can do that. That's fine.
Americans tend to be very ethnocentric. We pretty much know how to pronounce Liam and Sean, and that's it. So, Dusty, will you help us pronounce the beautiful Irish names on the top of the Irish charts?
I certainly will. One thing that I think a lot of Irish listeners get a bit of fun or a bit of crack, as we say, out of is listening to you try say the names. So if you give me your version and then I'll give you the version we have in Ireland and then we can see which one is better. How's that?
Let's do it. Okay. So number 8 on the boys' charts is T-A-D-H-G. And I'm going to just go with Tad.
I'm going to go with Ty.
Okay.
Wow. Not bad, Mallory. It's actually Tig.
Ah.
Oh, okay. Tig.
And for some strange reason, people who are called Tig are often also called Tady.
Tady. Oh, interesting. So they do get that D in there somewhere.
They do. I don't know why it's in there.
Number 11 is D-A-R-R-A-G-H. I have no idea. I think I'm going to go with Dara.
I'm going to go with Dara.
Quite often here, it's also spelled D-A-R-A. So Dara is correct.
Woohoo! Yay! All right, here comes a hard one. Number 13, O-I-S-I father N. And when I say father, that's the little accent over a vowel. So it's O-I-S-I with an accent, N. And I'm going to say ocean like the sea.
Oh, I was going to say that. I'll say washin.
Washin?
Why not?
Washin is not a million miles away, and I'm very impressed that you know that the squiggly bit above the letter I is called a fada in the Irish language.
Okay,
And it's not Washin, but it's Oisin.
Oisin.
Yeah, so it's kind of somewhere in between the two, Oisin and ocean. So Oisin.
That's interesting because it has that O-I at the beginning. So the first I is silent. Oisin. Okay. Number 16. This has been a girl's name in the U.S., actually. But it's on the boys' chart in Ireland. F-I-O-N-N. And I think that's Finn. Mal?
Well, I might have said the same thing. But what I will say is what we would say in America, and that is Fionn.
Ah, Mallory, you're remembering that there's an O in the middle there. So it's not just F-I-N-N, it's F-I-O-N-N. The correct pronunciation of it is Fionn.
Fionn.
And I am absolutely devastated to hear that that is a popular girl's name. Because Fionn is one of the oldest Irish names that we have, and it goes back to Irish mythology from hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago, where one of the biggest warriors within the country, a legendary warrior, and his name was Fionn McCool.
I love that.
So I don't think Fionn McCool would have been terribly happy if he knew that his name would be taken by girls across the world.
Oh, Fionn McCool, I'm sorry. Okay, now the next two, they're number 17 and number 32, are very similar. Mm-hmm. And C-I-L-L-I-A-N. And I know for a fact that that should be a hard C. So it's Killian and then C-I-A-N, Cayenne.
Bang on.
Isn't Killian a beer?
No,
a beer.
A beer.
Killian is a beer in the United States.
No way.
It is. But I'm going to say, just to be funny, chillin', like chillin' with the villains.
Well, Killian is 100% correct.
Oh, yay.
And the other pronunciation is keen.
Keen.
As in, same way you would say, like, you know, I'm very keen on playing tennis or whatever. Except instead of K-E-E-N, it's C-I-A-N, keen.
I never would have known that. Keen. Keen.
It's tough.
So is it like kind of a diphthong, keen or keen?
Somewhere in between, but definitely very more towards the keen.
Okay. Okay. That's a pretty name. I like that. And then similarly, we have R-I-F-A-N.
I'm going to say Rian.
I'm going to say Ryan.
Not Ryan, because the Y, the I-F-A-D-A is not like a Y, but you're close. Rian is how I would say it as well.
Oh, Mel, good job. Uh-huh.
It's one of the few names actually on the list that I don't actually know anybody who's called.
Oh, okay. Ooh. So you know a lot of people with the other names on the list?
All of the others, yeah. All of the others, yeah. They're all
cool. All right. So they are pretty popular.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay, the next one, number 41, is S-E-N-A-N. I have no idea. I'm just going to say Sinan.
Sinan.
Okay.
Sinan. Okay.
I kind of like that. It's like cinnamon.
Sorry, Mallory.
That's all right.
Senan.
Senin. Okay, so Senin with an e at the beginning of it. Senin. That's interesting. I don't think I've ever heard of anyone with that name.
If anybody is Irish and listening, the next name, the first name, was a very famous broadcaster in Ireland for many years, and his surname was O'Dooling.
Okay.
Yeah, the minute I say that, they're all going to know. I know who they're talking about. So go on, try and pronounce the first name. Something, something O'Dooling.
I'm just going to go with the American pronunciation and say Denacha.
Do you have to be a Chicagoan?
Denacha. What do you say, Mel?
Donica.
That's not bad, actually, Mallory. You're good at this. It's Donica.
Ooh. Donica.
Donica O'Dooling was a very famous broadcaster for many years. Donica.
Donica O'Dooling. Okay, I'm sorry I butchered that. And of course, we're not making fun of these. We think these are beautiful names. We're just stupid Americans.
Okay. No, you're not. You're not. I actually kind of think it's strange because America is such a multicultural society. And you've got people from all over the world, from all over Asia. You've got people from South America, Mexico. You've got people from all over Europe. It's kind of strange in Ireland, because we're an island nation, we're quite used to our English names or Anglican names, if you like, from the UK. And of course, we have our own Irish names.
Right.
But if you introduce us to somebody who is from Japan or from Asia or from remote parts of Alaska, probably, we will have great difficulty in pronouncing their names because we're just not used to hearing them. Or even, you know, French names and stuff like that. So. No, so there's nothing wrong with it. And it's great that you're learning how to say it. So I love it.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that because we're always learning.
Indeed.
All right. The next one is C-A-T-H-A-L. And I'm going to say Catal.
No, Catal. I was going to say that.
You were going to say Catal?
I was. But it sounds like there's more of a, I'm not sure how to say this, but I'll say Catal.
Or Cavil, maybe?
Oh, Cavil. Okay.
Try it, but take the letter T out of the middle.
Oh, really?
Cahal.
Mm-hmm. Cahal?
Cahal. Very good.
Cahal.
Cahal.
Oh, that's sneaky. Okay.
I just want to say that we are part Irish, so that's exactly what's happening to me. I am channeling my inner Irish woman.
Oh, I see. Yeah, they made fun of me in customs when we arrived, and I was like all excited and told them that our family, our ancestry was from Tuam.
Uh-oh.
And she was like, you mean Chum?
Yeah, Chum.
Chum. Okay, next one, E-O-I-N.
Ion.
Ion?
It's pronounced Owen.
Oh.
Owen.
As in the actor, like, Owen Wilson or Clive Owen. Exactly like that.
Oh, I like Clive Owen, too.
And Owen is actually a really, really, really popular name here. So where did you say it was on your list?
Owen is on the Ireland list at 74.
Wow.
So
maybe it's older people who are calling.
Yeah. So, well, the older names are coming back, at least here in the U.S.
Well, this will blow your mind because Owen sounds like it can be spelled O-W-E-N. Mm-hmm. It's most commonly spelled E-O-I-N, which is what you were looking at. But it can also be spelled E-O-G-H-A-N.
Oh,
you imagine throwing it that way. And to make things even more complicated, Owen is another way for the name Sean. And then Sean is the Irish version of the English name John.
Yes, we knew that.
Ah, so Owen equals John. There you go.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Okay, next one. R-U-A-R-I-F-A-D-A. And I'm going to say just outright Rory.
Yeah, and I was going to say that.
Very good.
Yeah? Are we close?
Oh, very close. It's not Rory, but it's Rory.
Rory.
Mm-hmm.
Like rural.
Imagine like, meeting Rory when you're drunk. How are you, Rory?
Rory. Hi, Rory.
Hi, Rory.
Okay, that's a good tip. Okay, next one. O-D-H-R-A-N.
Oh, this is hard.
I'm going to go with Audrin.
I'm going with Odin because it's like the god, right?
Oh, yeah, the Norse god.
Jennifer, 100%. Audrun.
What?
Yeah, that's exactly how you say it.
Oh my gosh, I just guessed. Audrun?
Audrun.
Audrun. Oh, wow. That's crazy. We should be keeping score, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. D-A-I-T-H-I-F-A-D-A. Dathy.
I'm going with a silent H. So I'm going to say Dady.
Maybe we should do the silent T, though, from before.
Dahi.
Dahi? Dahi? Okay, what is it, Dusty?
Jennifer's the closest with Dahi.
Dahi?
Dahi.
Dahi.
Oh, Dahi.
Without the T.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the T is silent.
Dahi.
Dahi.
Yeah. Now, do you know, that's the Irish version of a very, very popular name in the Western English world. One of the oldest names in the world, going back to the Bible.
David?
Exactly. David. Dahi.
Wow. I can't wait to add all these to the database, too. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
All right. Two more to go on the boys' side. E-fada A-N-N-A. And I'm going to go with Ina.
I'm going with Ina.
Mallory, what's happening? What's it? You were in the lead. And now Jennifer's taking over.
I don't know.
Ina is absolutely correct. Yes.
Ina. Okay. Okay. And then the last one on the boy's side, P-A-fada I-D-I-fada. And I'm just going to go and say Patty.
I sure hope it's not potty.
Why do you hope that, Mallory?
Do you know what potty is? Because that's another word for toilet in the United States.
Yeah, it's like a kid's word for the toilet.
It's potty.
It's potty. I'm sorry, all you people named potty.
Well, at least it's 143.
Yeah.
Not so much P-O-T-T-Y, but P-O-D-D-Y, put
like
it that
potty.
Way.
So potty. Oh, like podcast.
Kind of like Patty.
And, well, it's just another version of Patrick, exactly, or Patty or Pat or whatever, potty.
Okay. Now on to the girls' names, and we have some really good ones. Number three is F-I-F-A-D-A A-D-H, and I'm just going to go with Faith. What about you, Mel?
Well, I'm thinking about Tag. Was it Tag or Tig?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tag.
I'm going to say...
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Fod.
All right.
Fod.
Fod.
So it's spelled F-I-F-A-D-H, but the D-H is really, really messing you up, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so take the DH away, put it in a drawer, forget about it, it doesn't exist. What are the three letters left? Say it now.
Fia.
Fia! Ta-da!
Wow, okay. So forget the DH.
Fia. That's really pretty.
Yeah, I like Fia.
It's a gorgeous name. It's very popular.
But Fia would have a lot of problems if she grew up in the U.S. People would call her Fiad.
Unless you took the DH out.
Yeah. Okay, next one, C-A-O-I-M-H-E, and I believe this is Kiev.
Kiev? Where do you get Kiev?
Yeah, where do you get Kiev?
I don't know, out of my brain.
You sound very confident, there must be a reason.
Kiev. I think I looked it up when we did the last episode. What do you say, Mel?
Oh, okay, I don't know. Comey.
Call me. Call me.
Call me.
Call me.
Yeah, there you go. Jennifer, you're very close. It's Kiva.
Oh, Kiva.
Kiva, yes. So you were 99% there with Kiev. So Kiva.
Okay. Cool. So the MH is kind of a V sound.
It can be, yes. So is BH.
It can be. Oh, lovely. Okay.
So is BH. And remember that, okay?
All right. Now, we all know number 23, Saoirse, S-A-O-I-R-S-E. Do we pronounce it correctly here in the U.S.? Is it Saoirse?
It is Saoirse, yes. Or some people will say Saoirse.
Okay.
But Saoirse is good, yeah.
Saoirse. Okay. So we'll skip that. Then there's E-fada A-B-H-A, and I'm going to go with Ava.
I'm going with Eva.
Ooh, both very close, but Jennifer's the closest. It's Adam and Ava.
Oh,
Ava. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Now the next one, I just have no clue.
Okay.
It's number 37, S-A-D-H-B-H, and Sada Bahada Bada.
there's too many consonants in this word. All right, I'm just going to say sieve. Like, my brain is like a sieve.
Very close, Mallory. Very close. It's actually scythe.
Oh, good job, Mel.
Thank you, thank you.
Scythe, S-A-D-H-B-H, scythe. Never would have known that.
I don't want to put pressure on you, but you want to be really careful with the next name, because the next name is my favorite girl's name in the world, because I married one of these ladies.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Not that I want to put pressure on you.
Now I'm scared. This is R-O-F-A-D-A, I-S-I-F-A-D-A-N. I think I'm going to go with Roisin.
Ooh, that looks good. But are there ever silent S's? I'm going to go with Roisin.
Roisin.
Oh, I got it. Yay. Yeah,
don't run away with yourself so quickly, Jennifer. All right? Because as I say, in Dublin, in the capital where I am, this is how we say Roisin. But if you go up to the top of the country, I've no idea why, but they say Roisin.
Roisin.
There's like a H in the middle. I keep looking. Where's the H? Why do you say Roisin? It's like,
Where's the H? I want a t-shirt that says that. Where's the H? Roisin or Roisin?
Roisin, yeah. And it means little rose.
Oh, I like that.
You see?
Okay, kind of like Rosette or Rosetta.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. C-L-O-D-A-G-H, and I think it's Clodagh.
I think it's Clo.
You're going back to Fia, and you're going, okay, I'm going to dump the last three letters, and I'm just going to go with the first three letters.
So is that the same as the ring, the Clodagh ring?
The ring that you're thinking of is a Clodagh ring.
Clodagh. Oh, okay.
It's a very popular ring with a heart symbol on it. And if the heart is facing one way, it means that you're like, you know, available. And if the ring is facing the other way, then it means that your heart is taken.
Oh, interesting.
And also, I think it depends on which finger. I'm way out of my territory here with jewelry.
Okay.
But that ring is called a Clodagh ring.
Oh, Clodagh. Right?
Which has got an A in it. Whereas the name we're looking at here is Clodagh.
C-L-O-D-A-G-H. Okay.
Because it's got the O in there. Clodagh.
Okay. Next one is N-I-A-M-H. And I think I remember that it's Neve.
That is absolutely 100% correct.
Well, I would have said Nim, so I'm glad.
You're glad you said nothing, Mallory.
Neve. And of course, we have actress Neve Campbell, N-E-V-E, which is the anglicized version of the name.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it's said exactly the same way.
Right. Okay, let's get this. A-O-I-B-H-I-F-A-D-A-N. I'm going to go with Avon.
I'm going to say Avon.
Ooh. Now, just to make this interesting, you've got that name, and then not the next one, but the one after that is spelt similarly.
Yeah.
Which is A-O-I-B-H as well, but it ends with E-A-N-N. And the first one of those is pronounced Avine, so you were close.
Avine.
The second one is pronounced Evine.
Mm.
And I think it's because the E-A-N-N somehow affects the first five letters. I'm not too sure. But that's how it is. So the one is Avine and the other is Evine.
And you guys, we'll put all these names in the show notes so you can follow along with the spelling too. Then we have A-I-L-B-H-E.
Mm.
Alva?
You're getting this V sound with B-H, aren't you? Yeah.
I know. I know, I'm learning.
I'm going to say Alva. I don't know what I'm going to say.
Go on, Mallory. Give it a go.
Alva.
Alva is correct.
Woohoo. Alva. Okay, good job. Now there's A-F-A-D-A-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just Ann? Mal?
Maybe Ain.
Ain?
No. But it is Ann. It's the Irish version of Ann, and it's pronounced Onya.
Onya.
Oh, I would never have known.
Never would have known. Onya.
You're Jennifer Onya Moss.
Yeah, my middle name is Anne. I'm going by Jennifer Onya now.
this was a terrible problem for my sister-in-law when she moved to Australia, because her name is Sheila. And she didn't want to use that name because it's like, Sheila, I've got a Sheila this and a guy, you know how they are. And we said, well, why don't you use your middle name? And she said, no, because my middle name is Anya. Good on you, Sheila.
Oh no! So what did she go do?
She went with Sheila, but everybody, of course, spelt it S H E I L A, which is how the rest of the world spells it, except in Ireland, where it's spelt S I fada L E. Actually, I don't think there's a fada on it; it's just S I L E. Actually, I'll tell you.
Oh, interesting. S I L E is Sheila. Okay, let's just do two more. A I S L I N G, and I've seen this on the U.S. charts as well. I think it's Aisling.
Oh, I was gonna say Aylin because I know an Aylin.
Jennifer scores a home run again with Aisling.
Ah.
Okay. Okay, and then one more. L A O I S E. Loisy.
Losha.
Oh, Losha like OSHA.
Oh, Losha. All right. Leisha.
Leisha. Okay, Mel, you were close.
Very close.
All right, so we're getting there, but Dusty, can you give our listeners some pronunciation rules and tips for Irish names? Are there rules?
Just call everybody Paddy. No, actually, do you know what? I think it's the same for anywhere in the world. Give a good stab at what you think it is, because people appreciate you making the effort.
That's yeah, true. The Irish people are very accommodating. They're really, really nice. I loved visiting. And Dusty, thank you so much for joining us and for schooling us on Irish names.
Yes.
You're welcome, Jennifer. Thank you. And Mallory.
And do people actually say top of the morning to you?
Never. Never. Ever.
Are there
ever.
Really leprechauns?
Oh, stop.
All right.
Wow, that was fun. And I learned so much about Irish name pronunciation. We're experts now.
Well, maybe not experts, but we're getting better. Have feedback about the show? Write us at podcast@babynames.com.
And tell us your favorite traditional Irish names in our Facebook group, where Jen and I hang out with our listeners and gab all about names in the show. Facebook.com/groups/babynamespodcast.
Oh, and one final announcement. If you're adopting a new furry family member, check out our sister site, petnames.com. We have dog names, cat names, bunny names, snake names, and names for all your pet companions.
Petnames.com. Bye, Jen. Talk to you next month.
Bye. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Happy St. Paddy's Day.